In the spring of 2003, I taught a course at CRP 408508, Introduction to Geographic Information Systems. Each student had to provide a summary project at the end of the semester after being oriented to the basics of GIS. One particular student, Beth Altshuler, did a very interesting project on how to analyze the availability of good food in neighborhoods where there's not necessarily a quantity of fruits, vegetables, and healthy diet choices in the neighborhood. Beth's project took a number of students in youth advocacy programs to take a look at what's going on in their neighborhood. Her thesis statement was that the youth who attended her after-school program at Truce, where they were supposed to learn more about diet and nutrition and healthy ways of eating, did not know where to find that in their neighborhood. So in order to alter their behavior to match their high level of nutrition awareness, they had to get an understanding of where to go to find the better nutrition options. In this map, this is a summary of information that gives an overview of the geographic area of interest. As you can see, Beth's project area is Manhattan and New York City. And the first segment of this map provides a boundary of the area in which the students have the service. This information is for the Harlem's Children's Zone. And this GIS map provides a segment of not only where the zone is, but also where the population is that they're going to draw the children from. This particular map is a summary of information about fruit stores and their service areas. These are some of the techniques that are used in GIS which buffer information. This particular buffer identifies each of the fruit stores in that particular service area so that students will be able to walk a particular distance. And that distance is no more than a half mile from the store in order to get information about the fruits and the proximity to which most teenagers would walk. I'm not sure that's a half a mile, but that's what's been used in this analysis. This last map shows us a summary of the spatial distribution of stores that carry non-fat milk, fruits, and vegetables. As you can see from this summary, there are very few stores in this neighborhood that provide these nutritious snacks. Planners and politicians and other people involved with this community may have to consider different ways to encourage economic growth and provide more opportunities for businesses to develop in this area, not just for nutrition, but as a general public policy. These are some of the issues that planners have to take into consideration, but only after doing the types of analysis that we're able to do using GIS.